Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Ruth Victoria, Bas Tehila Ravida, and schus Rachel Bas Rishimon Aaron, Yechezkel Shalom Ben Rishimon Aaron, Yekusiel Ben Rishimon Aaron. We'll be basing this year on the Torah of Moriv Rabbi, going to go to Yitzchak Manzitzal. Veil told us Moshe Rambi, Odi Bereshem, Moshe Bahar Sinai, Veil Shmos Ben Aaron, Ebchor, Nadav, Vaviu, Elozo, Vyisomer. These are the told us of Moshe and Aaron on the day that God spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai. And these are the names of the sons of Aaron, the Bechor, Nadav, the Naviu, and Elozer, and Yisomer. Rashi writes, Veino maskel b'nei Aharon. It says Elo told us Moshe v'Aharon, and then it only mentions the b'nei Aharon. Why is that? Why not mention the told us of Moshe? The answer is they're called the told us of Moshe because he taught them Torah. Malamich kol malamid is ben chaber Torah. Malakos v'kili ladas teaches you that if anybody teaches the son of his friend Torah, it's as if he gave birth to him. And this from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And of Yotes Amid Beis, Ein Begur Aryeh, Bekliyok, or Besifsei Chachamim Ba'od, Shehikshu Dimkein, Ein Zeinyin L'Bnei Aharon Dafka, El L'Kol Yisrael Shalimda Moshe Torah. So if that's true, this is not specific to Bnei Aharon. This is applies to all the Jews that Moshe Rabbeinu taught Torah to. So why is it written Dafka Yitzel Bnei Aharon, B'chein Etzem Adovo, that the Pasuk should explain, Kilu Yelado has to be understood. This is an Inyan of a Drash. It's Ki'ilu Yiladu, it's not Toldos of Mamish, it's not Pshuto Shel Mikra. So what's Pshat in the Pasuk, Pshuto Shel Mikra, Ve'elu Toldos, Moshe, Aaron, and Moshe? What's Pshat, Ve'elu Toldos, Moshe, V'Aaron? What's Pshat that these are their Toldos? Ki'ilu Yiladu, but it's not Mamish Yiladu, so what's Pshuto Shel Mikra? Ayin B'Ramban, that he learns this Yalfusa from a Yidur in the Pasuk, but not Rashi. Rashi learns that it's Pshuto Shel Mikra, it's Erech Bi'ur. We also have to understand what the Kliyokar asks, that if so, why in Pasuk Beis is say Ve'ilah Shmois B'nei Aaron, and it doesn't say Moshe, Pasuk Beis is coming to specify the names of Aaron. Ve'ilah Shmois B'nei Aaron, Habachor Nadav V'Aviyu Elazar V'Yisomer. What about Moshe? Where did Moshe disappear to? We had Moshe in the previous Pasuk. Where did Moshe go? U'Be'ikir Tamua Mashakasav Pasuk Aleph, it says V'yom Dibir Hashem is Moshe B'har Sinai. What do the Toledos have to do with the Dibur Hashem at Har Sinai? What does this have to do with the Dibur? It says, when Hashem spoke at Har Sinai. What does this B'chlal have to do with Har Sinai? That's a big wonder, Har Sinai. Where does Har Sinai? We felt Orion do Har Sinai. Vayin Barashi, that it means, Shabiyom Zinasa told us Shamosha Shalimda Mashalaman Mipiagvur. So Rashi says that on this day they became the toldos of Moshe that he taught them what he learned Mipiagvur. And this is discussed by the Mizrahi, the Gurai, the Sicham, and others, but we still don't understand why it's Talui Bahar Sinai. Why is it Talui in Har Sinai? Could have said Biyom Diber Hashem as Moshe. He became the toldos in the day Hashem spoke to Moshe. Why is it Tali Dafkan Har Sinai? So we have to. Understand all these inyanim, and also could have said, and didn't have to mention the yom, could have just said that Hashem spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai. Why be yom? So if it's pshat that it wants to tell us that on this day God spoke to Moshe, she just mentioned the day, don't mention Har Sinai. And if it wants to say that this is what he taught them, that Moshe Rabbeinu taught them what Hashem taught him at Har Sinai, just mention Har Sinai and not the day. Why need the day and Har Sinai? So there are a lot of drushes chazal here brought in the Torah Shlema, Ayin Sham, but we'd like to know Pshat HaDvarim. So we see from this pasuk that besides the Etzem Dibur Hashem al Moshe Bahar Sinai, there was a special inyan B'yom Shebo Dibur Hashem al Moshe Bahar Sinai. Besides the Dibur with Moshe at Har Sinai, there's a special inyan in the Yom Shebo Dibur, right? The pasuk emphasizes the Yom over here. And this we see also in the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, Daf 68b. Hakol Moedim Batzeres Tibin Elam Elchem. Everybody agrees that on Shavuos we require Lachem. Everyone agrees that Shavuos, everybody's supposed to enjoy yourself also, not just learn and daven. Why? Yom Shenit Nebo Torah, because it's the day the Torah was given. It's a special union in the day. Also says, if not for that day that caused Elayib Hayom the Kagar Karim, if not for the day that caused it, Kami Yosef Ika Bashuka, how many Yosefs would there be on the street? It's a special inyan in the day. So it's not Talui in the Etzem HaTorah, but in the day that Yosef says, if not for the day of Matan Torah, how many Yosefs there'd be on the street? There'd be so many Joes on the street. And it's only because of this day that I stand out because of the Torah. But it again emphasizes the day. So what's the added inyan of the day that the Torah was given? Besides the Etzem HaTorah. So, in the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Gimel, Perek Yud Aleph, he says, based on the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Mem, Pasuk Hey, Rol Kol Basar Yachdav Ki Pi Hashem Diber. And all of the flesh together, we'll see that God's, the mouth of God spoke. In other words, Tizdake Chasagaseinu, the Saga of the people is going to be so pure, Achiniska Lahasik Veliros, Gambe Ena Basar Inyan Espash De Sibur Yisbarach B'chol Ha'ilam. We're going to be able to see the spreading out, the espashtus of the Word of God in the world. And we already had, that's going to be in the future. We already had such hasagat Matan Torah. What happened in Matan Torah? It says, V'cholam ro'im es hakolos. So the Imam saw the kol, such a high hasagat. In the gloss there, he explains, based on the Mechilta, that they would see what's normally heard and heard and hear what's normally seen. In other words, they didn't have any koichos and gashmias anymore. Something that was muchash, that was something that you could see, riyachushis, now was just abstract. Now they just heard about it. And something that they normally heard about, abstractions, spirituality, now became real. So we see that Bizman Matan Torah, they reached such a high madrega. That's the Riyah of the Neshama, that the Neshama is going to see in Olam Haba, that Ruchnius is going to be real, and that Gashmius is going to be like an abstract idea. Yeah, there's something like that, but it's not real. That's the Madrega that they reached. Right now in this world, we're the opposite. What our Neshama sees, what our Guf sees, is real, and what our Neshama hears about is an idea, is an abstraction. But there it's going to be just the opposite. There was just the opposite, and it's going to be the opposite. Lasid Lavo. The Mechilta in Parshas Yisro, on the Pasuk in Shmos, Perek Chof, Pasuk Tesvav, V'chom Roy Mesakolos, it says to tell you the Shevach of the Jewish people, that when they stood at Har Sinai to be Mekabel the Torah, they would hear the Dibur, and they would explain it. And with Farshim also, Shenemar Yisov Avenu Yivonu Nehu, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Lodi HaShivchon Shaisosh Shleibem Sumin. Hey, the Shevach of the Jewish people, they didn't have any blind people. And they darshan there were no mute people, deaf people, lame people. So what's the inyan of Yisovavenu Yivoninehu that tells us that this Shevach of the Jewish people that, how does that connect to V'cholam Roim Es HaKolos, right? It all starts V'cholam Roim Es HaKolos. They see the kolos, and it tells you their shevach, that they would hear the dibur and they would explain it. Yisovivenu yivonenehu, maybe yivonenehu milashen bina. So, what's the connection between the bina that they had, that they would hear the dibur and explain it? As it says, yisovivenu yivonenehu. What does that have to do with the cholam roi mesakolos? And also, what's the shevach of the Jewish people? Why is that a shevach that they were healed? They were healed, it's a shevach. What's the shevach? What's that? Why does that show that they're so great? God healed them. God is great. Why are we great? Because God healed us. So based on what we explained, we understand very well. The union of Roy Mesakolos is that they reached a madrega, that their Ikar Metzius was in their neshama. They weren't limited by their body anymore. The Kabbalah Sator was by their neshama. Like we see in Shavuos 39b, that even the future generations in Gerim were the Matan Torah. As it says in the Pasuk, V'Yisasher Einenu Po, Ein Sham Maharsha, he writes this talking about the neshamas. And now they're also able to explain the dibur of Hashem. In other words, perish amiti v'nachon, they were able to explain it with a true perish because they weren't limited by their body anymore. As their body was now subordinate and ancillary to their soul. And that's what it says in the Mechilta, that roi mesakolos, they reached the level of the neshama, that they were able to see the kolos, it became real. And therefore they can explain the dibur of Hashem, Yevoneneo, they had that extra bina. And that's the shevach, that they weren't suman anymore, because now the ikur was the neshama, not the guf. So memela, the mum became batal, the guf became batal. And this is mavur lahegia in Rashi, in daf kuf memvav, mesech Shabbos, and the gemara there that says that even geirim, paskas o amasam, since their mazel was at Matan Torah, Rashi says, shekol she'amdu al har Sinai, niskachu v'nitaru v'nitaru v'nisrabu become mum. So it says that anybody who was at Har Sinai became sanctified, became purified, and became healed from a mum. So you see, lahegia, that they're pasak chasronim, that they didn't have a chisaron anymore, was machmas hanefesh ha'isa b'matan Torah, was because of the soul that was at Matan Torah. That's what their shevach was, that they became so holy, nitaru v'niskachu. So memela nisrapu bikol mum, they became healed from every mum. And that's what it seems to be the pshat in the Gemara and Shabbos and Pechesam at Beis. Every dibur that went out of the mouth of Hashem, the whole world was filled with besamim. In other words, in a matzav gashmi, a person is a misparnes, a person takes sustenance from gashmias. But a matan Torah, that was all about the neshama, and the guf was tafel, their kiyum was aydei besamim, bereach, their kiyum was with smell, that shayach to the neshama. Like we see in the Gemara and Brochis, what's something that the neshama has hanav from and the guf doesn't have hanav from? So that's reyach, that's smell. This is discussed by Rabbeinu in the Sefer Dibeir in Parshas Toldos, Bereishis Perek Chaf Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Zayin. So that's now their kiyum was through reyach, was through smell, was through the neshama. They reached the stage of neshama. And that's Bava Basu Kuf Yadalid, the Maisa Delio of Rabba Baravua, the Aisile Megan Eden, Tarfi Lareach. Sorry, Bava Metzia. But it says that the Rabba Baravua met Elio, and he says he can't learn because Tchikali Milsa, Amdachuk Biparnosa, Dabre Baile, he brings him into Gan Eden. And then Elio says, Rabbi Ruk, Pshot Klimaschas, Fish Komehani Tarfi, take from these olim. He takes, take from these leaves. And then he hears a voice that says, who's eating up his olim haba? Like Rabbi Baravua, who's already being nana from his chus in olim hazeh. So he removes his klima and he throws away the olim. And nevertheless, he brings his cloak with him and it absorbed the reach of Gan Eden. And he sold it for 12,000 dinrim. And then he gives it out to his sons-in-law, not to be nene. But the point is that you see that in Gan Eden, especially in of Reach, because that's the place of the Neshamas, Olam HaNeshamas, Inyan of Reach. And we see in Chazal, the Inyan of Naros Da Farsima, Gan Eden, Inyan of Reach, because the Neshama connects to Reach. Ezu Dabrish HaNeshama Nenes Bo, is Reach. And therefore the world was filled with besamim when the Torah was given. If that's the inyan of reach, And then it says there, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi called Dibur v'Dibur Shetzim Piyadosh Kadosh Baruch Hu Yetzin Nishmas Mishal Yisrael. That every Dibur that came out of the mouth of God, the Jewish souls left them. Shenemar Yatz Nafshi Yatz V'Dabro. So it says in the Torah, Tumima, he asks, so what's pshat in the Pasuk, V'Yomer Moshe Deber Etei Manu Menishmai V'Dabro Etei Manu Pen Namus? That the Jewish people say to Moshe, you speak to us and we'll hear you, and God should speak to us lest we die. What do you mean lest we die? They died. And I just God brought them back to life. So based on what we said, it's not difficult. Because this Misa was Ba Mitzad Atzma. Because Mitzad Atzma, the Neshama, wants to go back to its Makor and Shemayim. But it's given to the Memshelas Haguf, and therefore it's Tali B'chai Haguf, B'shas Matan Torah. The Iker became Iker, and the Tefil became Tefil, and the Guf became Batul Klapei and Neshama. So therefore, the Neshama went up to Shemayim, since the Shilton Haguf was Batul. And the Jewish people weren't afraid of that. Because that's amazing. And when the matzav goes back to normal, then they're going to come back to life. So that they weren't concerned about. What they were concerned about was they were going to die because of the yira. They were mamish going to die and not come back. Al tirob levav or nasos. We're seeing Parshas Veschan about the Lamanamas, Pentuchleno, Eisha Gedola, Kimiko Basar, Shoshama, etc. Vayechi. And then it says, Anan Mitem Elabov Zeli Yurosi Kola Yomim. So Misa Machmas Yira, Idea Guf. So that's a Misa Saguf. That there's no coming back from. This is when it's just the Neshama is so elevated. So that's when that Matzav is bottled, that the Neshama is not so elevated, Mamel, it's going to go back to the Guf. But if a person is in such a Pachad, his Guf is Bepachad, so then, you know, his heart races and he's dead. So that's what the Jewish people were concerned with. That they would die in Mises HaGuf, not that their Neshama would be elevated. But anyway, that was what happened in Gane at Matan Torah. Matan Torah, the soul became primary and the body became secondary. And that's the idea of them dying. Yatzin Nishmasam, Hashem gave it back because they became, so the Ruach became the Iker, the Neshama became the Iker. So according to this, it would appear that that's the emphasis in the Sugim Psachim. That the day is the day the Torah was given, because with Matan Torah was Mischadesh Biyom Shenitna Torah. On this day, it's not only the Torah itself, but now they have on this day, they were given a true perspective, the perspective of the soul, and that the Iker is the Ruchnius, and the Gashmius is only serving the Ruchnius, subordinate to the Ruchnius. And if until now it was only Biyidia, now it's Mamashus, and that's what's Mischayev, that it should be on this day. Shemeachar Shelfi Ariya Mamashit. So on this day it became clear that the guf is batel lenefesh, and therefore eved melech melech, the servant of a king, is also like a king. So memela, the guf also has importance now. It's not completely pachus. It's now subordinate to the neshama. And therefore it should also have pleasure. And that's why on Shavuos everybody agrees that Tzeres bin and Lachem. The guf also gets to be served because the guf is Eved Melech Kemelech. Therefore there's Lachem for the body as well. And that's where Yosef says, if not for this day, Kama Yosef Ika Bashuka. And therefore he made himself a third-born calf, a very special good cut of meat. So he wasn't bragging. But he was saying, Kami Yosef Ika Bashuka. The shuk is what's outside. As we see in Mishlei numerous times. And in Avchutz, Vilav Hayoma, the Yosef, which is the guf, is shaykh to the chutz, and it's not shaykh to the pnimius and the ikr, the nefesh. Rakai de Hayoma, because of this day, the guf was misala, the body was elevated. Because now the body has shaykhas to the neshama, which is pnimius. And that's why I said, yeah, and the shuk, and the chitzonius, there'd be a lot of Yosefs. But because of this day, now my body has shaykhas to my soul. So that's an elevation for the guf. So that was the union of that day, Badaika. So that's a stage one of our journey. And Amir Tzashem, in stage two of our journey, we will complete the not complete, it's never complete, but we will embellish and enhance the idea so that we can answer the kashas we began with. But in the meantime, we've already understood what the uniqueness of the day of Har Sinai, and that's why Amalei Hayoyim Akami Yosefika B'Shuka. And Kulama, everybody agrees that on the day of Atzeres B'inan Lachem, this is a special inyan of the day, because on the day, they got that perspective of how special the body is, therefore the body deserves also to be taken care of. Because the body is here to serve the soul, and that day the body got shaychus to the nefesh. The nefesh became ikar, and the body was realized to be tafel, and now the body has chashivas because it serves the soul. Till now it was just some chemical elements that were all put together. But now it serves the soul, so that's the uniqueness of the day. That's the stage one of our journey, Mitzvah Hashem, please. But stay tuned, B'li Nether will continue next time, I hope. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.